So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara referring to the Mishnah at the end of the previous daf, which spoke about shechting a Pesach shaloi lishmai for the sake of another carbon. The Gemara asks, "B'may askinan? What situation is the Mishnah referring to? B'tah? He mistook this carbon Pesach for another carbon, and therefore shechted shaloi lishmai for the sake of that other carbon. This is referred to as a kir b'tais, uprooting the designation of Pesach for the designation of another carbon based on a tais. Or b'eker? He knew that it's a carbon Pesach and still shechted it shaloi lishmai. This is referred to in Rashi as akir bedas, uprooting it knowingly. Rebbein suggests, reisha ba'ikr v'seifa b'taya. The two cases of the Mishnah are different. The first case where he shechted a Pesach shaloi lishmai for the sake of another carbon on Shabbos, and he's chayv chatzis because it is possible, is speaking of ba'ikr. He knew that the animal was a carbon Pesach and knowingly shechted it for another purpose. Because betaya would be subject to a machlekes and mesechtes menachas, whether akir betayis have akira. The second case, where he shechs shar zvachim l'shem Pesach, another carbon for the sake of Pesach, and the Mishnah rules that it depends on whether the animal is roed to be used as a carbon Pesach, is speaking of betaya. He mistakenly thought that the animal was a carbon Pesach, because b'akir, it would not make a difference whether it's roed, because since he knows it's not a carbon Pesach, he cannot be considered a tabe dvar mitzvah. The Gemara suggests that Rabbi Eliezer would not distinguish between Taya and Eiker. In either case, he is considered a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, he is still Chayev Chatas. Rabbi Shu, on the other hand, does distinguish between Ta'a and Eiker, and only Taya is considered a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. The Mishnah then said, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, a Muri Tzibur Yechichu. Rabbi Eliezer proved from the fact that somebody who brings other Kabbanas as a Muri Tzibur on Shabbos is Chayev Chatas. That somebody who brings other karbanas as a karban Pesach on Shabbos is also chayev, and is not pater because of tabed va mitzvah. Rabbi Shu responded that the patur of tabed va mitzvah does not apply to a muri tzibur because yeshlen kitzvah. There is a set amount of karbanas tzibur. We only apply the exemption of tabed va mitzvah to cases like a karban Pesach where ainlan kitzvah, there are an unlimited number of karban Pesachs. The Gemara asks, Lememr de Cholhecha de Isle Kitzvah Mechayv Rabbi Shua? How can we say that whenever there is a limit, Rabbi Shua would say that he's chayv for violating Shabbos? Because he is not considered Tabet Vamitzah if Rabbi Shua holds that when there are two babies, Shal Erev Shabbos, one of which was born Friday, and Shal Shabbos, one born on Shabbos, and the person circumcised this Shal Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, he is potter because he is a Tabet Vamitzah, even though there are only these two babies that need Milah. The Gemara answers that he is considered Tabet Var Mitzvah in the case of the babies because the Shal Shabbos has not yet been circumcised and there is still a mitzvah to be done. However, he's not considered a Tabet Var Mitzvah in the case of the Karban Tzibur because we are assuming they were already shechted and there is no longer any mitzvah to be done. Remeir, who considers the person who shechts another Karban for the sake of a Karban Tzibur to be a Tabet Var Mitzvah, would say that even though the Karban Tzibur was already shechted, however, when Shabbos began, it was nitnali daches, supposed to be overridden for the carbon at some point. Therefore, he's considered a tabet va mitzvah, even after it was already brought. Whereas in the case of the two babies, we're speaking of where there was a double mistake. He already circumcised the Shal Shabbos on Friday, and then the Shal Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, which means that on Shabbos, it was loy nitnali daches. The Mishnah said, V'shar kol hazvachim sheshachtim l'shem Pesach. In the case of shechting other karbanas for the sake of Pesach, if they were roe, appropriate to use as a carbon Pesach, we apply the concept of ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. If they were not roe, not appropriate to use as a carbon Pesach, we do not apply ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. The Gemara explains that while Reb Shimon makes this distinction, Remeir holds that ta'a b'dvar mitzvah applies equally whether the animal is appropriate or not for Pesach, as long as it either can easily be confused with the Pesach, such as a behemoth chulin, or it has to be brought as a carbon in its own right, such as a egel shel zivchei shlamim, because tarig b'hu, he's preoccupied with shechting it, which is a mitzvah. However, even Remei would not apply tabet var mitzvah, where it would not be confused with a Pesach, and has no requirement of its own to be shechted, such as a bal mum, because loy tarig b'hu, he's not preoccupied with it at all. The Gemara discusses some other cases of tabet var mitzvah. Rish Lakish says that if a person eats neiser because he thought it was a regular carbon meat, he is chayav to bring a carbon and is not considered tabet dvar mitzvah because in order to be potter, it has to be tabet dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. He erred while trying to do mitzvah, and he ended up doing some mitzvah. However, this is a case of kabbat var mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah. He did not do any mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan adds, ishtei nida bal chayiv, yivimtei nida bal pater. If one inadvertently slept with his wife when she was a nida, he is chayiv. But if he inadvertently slept with his yivama while she was a nida, he is pater. There are two possible explanations of Rabbi Yochanan. First, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rish Lakish that where one did not end up doing a mitzvah, he's chayiv. And therefore, in the case of noiser, one is chayiv. The case of nida must be speaking of close to the time of our vest, when there is no mitzvah of oina, and he's likewise chayiv because lo yasa mitzvah. However, in the case of yivama, he's pater, because even though she was a nida, he was mekayim the mitzvah of yibam. Second, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rish Lakish. And even tabid var mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah, no mitzvah resulted, as in the case of Neiser, he is pater. The reason he is chayiv in the case of Nida is because he should have asked her about her status, but he cannot ask the meat about its status. Likewise, he's pater in the case of Yivama, since he cannot ask her because buzzes me not. He's embarrassed to ask because they do not yet have an intimate relationship. Rabbi Yochanan Keman. The Gemara asks, what the source in Tanoim was for Rabbi Yochanan to include the case of Yibum in the category of Tobit Van Mitzvah? The Gemara suggests four possible sources and rejects each one. It cannot be based on Rabbi Yossi exempting one who carried his Dalad Minim on the first day of Sukkot that fell on Shabbos, because there, Zmanei Bohol, the mitzvah of Dalad Minim has to be done that day, and the person is rushed, whereas Yibum has no time limit. It cannot be based on Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah exempting one who shechs other karbanos l'shem Pesach, because the Karban Pesach is also Zmanei Bohol, limited to the day of Erev Pesach. It cannot be based on Rabbi Yeshua exempting one who does a bris on Shabbos on the wrong baby, because bris is also Zmanei Bohol, set for the eighth day. Finally, it cannot be based on Rabbi Yeshua exempting a ben gerusha or ben chalutza, a person who lost his status of kohuna and ate truma for two reasons. First, it might only be talking about eating truma on Erev Pesach when Zmanei Bohol. It has to be eaten early in the day before all chametz must be burned. Second, maybe truma is different because eating truma is considered an avodah. And avoid rachmana achshar. The Torah makes avoida of a halal acceptable if it was done b'shogeg inadvertently, as it says, Baruch Hashem cheloi ufoil yadav tirtza.